It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The former head of the NAACP goes to Silicon Valley.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the deadline for most people to sign up for health care under the Affordable Care Act or risk a penalty. As Conrad Wilson reports, the rollout of the health care law has worked okay for people in some states, but in others, it's been a particular struggle.
Here's one view on the Affordable Care Act.
Obamacare is a national law, but how people are experiencing it varies tremendously across the country.
That's Larry Levitt, Senior Vice President at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Take Connecticut and Oregon, for example. He says Connecticut has a strong history of outreach to the public around health issues. Connecticut's program is doing so well that it's now offering to help other states that are having trouble with their health care exchanges.
They're kind of offering an exchange in a box to other states.
By contrast, Oregon's enrolling people using paper applications because the online enrollment system still isn't working. Jeffrey Joyce studies healthcare at the University of Southern California. He says right now there's too much emphasis on short-term numbers.
It's almost like looking at the stock market day to day. You're missing the bigger picture.
That bigger picture, Joyce says, is whether Obamacare improves healthcare quality and lowers costs, something we won't know by today's deadline. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.
Now let's check the numbers. The FT 100 in London is up 0.1% this morning. Stock index futures in the U.S. are up. There's an old joke in New England about March being 56 days long, or at least it feels that way. The end of this month is also the end of the accounting quarter. With one trading day to go, the Dow is down 1% in the first quarter. The S&P 500 is up 1% for the quarter, and the NASDAQ is down 0.2% January to now. That is to say, when it comes to stocks, the quarter could be a wash. We've reported from time to time on Wall Street people who want to join the cool kids and get a Silicon Valley-type tech job. Now the former head of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is taking a tech job, but it's about working to make the tech industry better reflect the diversity of this country. Benjamin Jealous used to be president and CEO of the NAACP. He's now joining what's called the KPOR Center for Social Impact in Northern California. Joining me from Oakland is Mr. Jealous, along with noted entrepreneur and philanthropist Mitch KPOR, who is co-chair of that center. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to be here.
Now, Ben Jealous, you've spent a lot of your career working on civil rights, dealing with it as an issue of government policy. Why this shift to touch more constantly on the business world and the world of entrepreneurship?
You know, my life has been about trying to close gaps in our country, gaps of opportunity, of access. Tech startups, social impact tech startups, give us that opportunity. And quite frankly, in some ways, give us the opportunity to do it faster.
So, Ben, you are taking these social entrepreneurs seriously. You think they can effectively put their brain power to work on these social problems?
Oh, I'm sure of it. You know, we are backing a company called Sound Focus that's working on producing a $75 hearing aid. That's huge. And one of the things that you know growing up in the black community is that a lot of the, if you will, kind of racial health gap comes down to poverty, people not being able to afford what other people can afford. Hearing aids, you know, are classic in that way. They cost $3,000 to $5,000. And here we have a man who's grown up hard of hearing, And he basically figures out, hey, a lot of hard of hearing people may not be able to afford a hearing aid, but they have a cell phone now. And so you can have a $75 Bluetooth device that replaces essentially the need for a $3,000 to $5,000 hearing aid that no insurance will cover.
Mitch Kapor, how are the VCs, the big money, taking your message? Are they figuring some of this out?
We've been very, very successful with our seed investments because we get in at the very beginning. Those companies have been highly successful in being able to raise investments from the biggest names in Silicon Valley. We believe that ultimately there will be great economic outcomes from the companies that we have. And I think that is what is going to get people over the line. Once they see that it is possible to do serious business and serious social change in the same companies, the argument will win itself.
What about the big tech companies, the big brand names? Are they focused at some level on social impact in the world that's around them?
They're growing up. They've noticed, for instance, that their engineering staffs are overwhelmingly white male and Asian male, and they've begun to understand that they are not helping their own cause when they're leaving out more than half the talent in the world. So there's a much livelier discussion inside those companies about who comes here, who doesn't come here, and what are we doing. But the responsibility is really on them to demonstrate some real corporate citizenship.
You know, there's real energy inside of the big companies to figure out how they become more inclusive. Quite frankly, we need to open our eyes to the genius that's in places like Harlem, that's in places like Washington, D.C., that's in places where people are identifying big problems that could be solved in ways that would make all of us feel good and make big profits at the same time.
Benjamin Jealous used to run the NAACP and is now lending his talents at the Kapor Center for Social Impact in Oakland, California. Also, Mitch Kapor is co-chair of the Kapor Center for Social Impact. And if you're thinking, is that the Lotus Notes guy? Yes, Mitch is the Lotus Notes guy. Gentlemen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And a tip of the hat, I'm not worthy, to Christopher Ingraham, who writes for Wonk Blog at the Washington Post. Now, he figured out that it's easier to get into Harvard, Yale, or Princeton than it is to get a job at Walmart. His data, when Walmart opened in D.C., it got 23,000 job applicants and took in 600 people, which is a 2.6% acceptance rate. Harvard's acceptance rate this year is a little under 6%, quote, erat demonstrandum. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.